Hello, how are you doing out there today, Marion, Ohio, and all of you who are listening, no matter where you are across the globe, because this is internet web, and the web goes all around the world. And hello to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk with Linda Sims. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH, or call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would just like to be a part of the conversation, we welcome all of you to call in. And again, that number is 740-383-9944. Well, today is October the 5th. Boy, is time moving. And my last guest, Fred Malone, said, well, it seems like it's going fast when you're getting older. But I also hear younger people talking about how fast time is, and there's just not enough time to get finished what you start out to do when the day begins. So it's not just us who are getting older. Well, I can put it like this. We all are headed that way, right? Getting older. Yes, we are. Okay, now there are some things I need to share with you, and that is those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next one takes place October 21st. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. They also have a wellness fitness walk campus adjacent to their sanctuary, and it is open to the public, so please take advantage of that opportunity if you just want somewhere safe to walk. Okay. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County elementary schools, along with North Union City and County elementary schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Again, her number is 740-262-0939. If you are interested in your student being a part of this faith-based after-school program, please contact her, or you are also able to pick up registration forms in your student's elementary school office. You can find them there as well. Okay, and thank you for those of you who faithfully listen to A Voice of a People. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for your love. And I volunteered to be a part of Dancing with the Stars here in Marion, Ohio. And I'm seeking support from each and every one of you, or all of you who want to support me, literal me here in Marion County. It is a fundraiser. Tickets are $125, and we also take donations of any amount. Okay, so I'm looking forward to it. It's about helping your community, you know. The Women's Club here in Marion, Ohio, I think it was built in the 1800s, and they're trying to keep it here and keep it live and keep it functioning for the public. So if you're interested in historical sites in Marion, Ohio, the Women's Club is one, and if you're willing to support it, please give me a call at 740-361-1162. Again, that number is 740-361-1162. If there's no answer, please leave a message and your answer will be returned. I will return your call. Okay, I also have this announcement to make. This is the ham and bean supper that is also, I guess, put on by the Marion County Historical Society. It was scheduled for October the 14th at 4:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. has been canceled. Remember, the ham and bean supper put on by Marion County Historical Society has a schedule for October the 14th of 2023 from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. has been canceled. But they will be continuing the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States of America. This event takes place Saturday, November the 4th of 2023. It begins at 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. The event location, all occasions, catering and banquet facility, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio, 43356. Okay, now, I do have some, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. And this thought staying peaceful. Okay, that is the thought for today. Desires cause peace to disappear. You think that acquiring things will make you feel secure, but the reality is that the more you have, the more fear there usually is of losing it, and the further you are from peace. Desires are the cause of all conflicts. When you want something and cannot get it, you become frustrated. Learning to be free from desires is learning how to stay peaceful. I never would have thought that the more you accumulate, the more you are not at peace. Does that make any sense? I guess that could make a lot of sense to a lot of people. You know, because if you have too much, then you become in fear of losing it. Why? It can be too many sweaters, right? Which sweater do I get rid of, right? Wow. Especially if you love sweaters. Which one are you willing to part with? I guess I could go for anything. Not just sweaters and clothing, but cars, houses, money. I guess you can't have too much money, though. Maybe that was excluded or should be excluded. Well, my name again is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is called A Voice of a People. I will be sharing with you this past half an hour 7 big dreams God might be giving you. You may find yourself here. I'm sure one of these will touch you or bring to your mind, well, I've had this type of dream before, and this is what God was really saying to me, if you didn't understand. Or some people have dream books and they look up their dreams, you know, which kind of explains what the dream was about or what it really meant, you know. Or some people pray and ask God, well, what did that dream really mean? Now, the first scripture we will talk about is Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Let's see what that says. King James Version, Joel 2, 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. So God communicates with us. A lot of people say, well, God doesn't talk to me. Well, he can talk to you in a dream. He can talk to you in his word, or he can send a friend to you, or, you know, you may be listening to a pastor or an evangelist speak, and it sounds like or feels like they're speaking right to you. And you're like, well, how did they know I felt like that? Well, God knows how you feel. And when a word is given like that, it touches everyone who hears it somewhere. It meets you at the point of your need. So God does communicate with people, which we are his people, and he communicates with us. God actually speaks to us through dreams, and they can have spiritual meaning. God uses these messages to reveal his purpose for your life. Pay attention to what he is telling you. When we understand what God is saying to us, we can communicate with him in a new way and also live in his purpose. Here are 7 big dreams God might be giving you. I'm going to go to Job. Chapter 33, verse 15. Okay, and it says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and slumber rings upon the bed, then he opened the ears of men, and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from men. Wow. And that was not just 15. That was 15, 16, and 17. And we'll do 18. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. Your dreams, God communicating with you through your dreams, can have that type of an impact. Oh my, that it keepeth back a man's soul from the pit of hell, and his life from perishing by the sword or dying too soon, you know. Wow. In a dream, in a vision of the night, I'm going to read again, not just for you, but for me. When deep sleep falleth upon men, and slumberings upon the bed, when he openeth the eyes of men, and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide man, no, and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. A dream to wake you up. First, a dream is a vision in the night. Dreams occur when deep sleep falls upon men. A vision is something that occurs when a man is awake, while a dream is something that occurs when a man is asleep. Some say we are always dreaming when we sleep. We only remember the dreams right before we wake up. This actually fit with scriptures in several cases where men remember a dream that actually wakes them up. A dream of caution warns of situations that is to come. It could be a bad situation that he knows you're getting ready to go through, or a toxic situation in your life can warn of danger. It's important to be cautious, not to be too dependent in your dreams. Depending on your dreams daily can set you up for error and deception. So I guess your dream is not to be dependent upon, but it is for you to pray and ask God what it really means. Or if you don't understand a dream, like, Lord, what are you really saying to me? What am I to get from this dream? I mean, that's very important that we do rely on God and not just our dreams, because we have foolish dreams. Sometimes you may have eaten too much and have a nightmare or something, you know. So you just have to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit of dreams and visions, you know. Some people, they seem to always say, "Oh, I know what God is saying to you. I got a word from you from the Lord." Be careful of that, because everyone does not have a word for you from the Lord. And I feel that, you know, he would come to me first, unless he has come to me many times and I have ignored him. And that happens as well. We ignore God, you know, and he may send somebody, you know, like David, when he slept with Bathsheba and then had her husband murdered, sent him to the front line of the war and had him murdered. You know, make sure he doesn't come back. You know, I don't know if there was a dream there or not, but he was warned by God. You know, and the God said, "Well, you know, you have this man's wife." Well, if not, if that isn't the right one, what about Joseph? He had the dream, you know, that his father and his brothers and mother would bow down to him. You know, and that dream made his brothers turn against him and sold him into slavery. You know, so you have to be careful about dreams, you know. So we do know about that dream. Let me think. Is there any other people in the Bible that have had dreams that really stand out? I just know Joseph was number one that comes to my mind. And let me share that with you, Joseph. What men in the Bible significant Okay. Let's see. Besides Jacob, a well-known dream of the ladder. Okay. Now Jacob had a dream about the ladder going up into heaven. That was a well-known dream that he had. Right. Let me see if that kind of explains that dream to you. Jacob's dream. Jacob's ladder, that's in Genesis. Abimelech, he had a dream. Okay, now. I think that was Abraham, him and his wife Sarah had went to, I think it was Egypt, and Abraham, let me make sure, I don't want to be saying something I don't even know what I'm talking about. Genesis 20, it just won't let me click on it. Abimelech's warning. God stopped Abimelech, the king of Gerar, from sleeping with Sarah, Abraham's wife. There you go. I knew there was something about Abraham in that dream. Yes. So he sent him a dream and warned him, "You better not sleep with that man's wife." Because, see, Abraham had lied and told him that Sarah was his sister. And I guess she was very beautiful, and he saw her and desired her, and he was going to marry her. But God said, "Don't you dare touch her." Now Jacob, there's another one. Jacob's ladder. Jacob sees angels ascending and descending a ladder between earth and heaven. Okay. That can be found in Genesis 28:12. Abimelech was in Genesis 20. That's another famous dream. He was running from his brother Esau, and he, because you know, he had fooled Esau into eating his porridge and giving up his birthright, and which Esau did, you know, he didn't strangle him, but he kind of, I guess, deceived him out of it in a way. And he was running from his brother because his brother had said, "I'm gonna kill him, I'm gonna kill Jacob." So when he found himself in this place on a rock sleeping, and in that dream, he saw angels ascending and descending into heaven, and his words were, "God is in this place and I did not know it." So in other words, God was saying, You're not running from me. You're running to me, really. Isn't that powerful? You're not running from me. You're running to me, and you really don't understand or realize that you are. Okay. Also, Jacob had a dream. It says, go home, Jacob. Now, this can be found in Genesis, looks like 31 or 32. The Lord tells Jacob to return to the land of his father. Wow. How many of us live like that? God says, go here, we go. God says, you go back, you go back. Or God tells you what to say in certain circumstances. Do you really listen to God? Do you really pay attention to your dreams and understand that God is communicating with you in one way or the other? You know, working things out, all things out for your good, for those who love him and that are called according to their purpose in life. Wow, their purpose in Christ. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And if we're not paying attention, we need to pay closer attention, right? Okay, now this dream was God warns Laban not to bless or curse Jacob as he heads home. Why was that? Because Jacob, again, was a deceiver, and he deceived Laban because he had worked all those years for the woman of his dreams. He worked 7 years, and Laban fooled him because the woman he was working for, Rachel, which was the younger daughter, Laban tricked Jacob, got him drunk the day of the wedding. You know, you couldn't be with a woman until you had married her. And he was in there in the tent drunk sleeping. He sent in the oldest daughter, which wasn't as beautiful as Rachel. So Jacob didn't even know he had married the wrong woman. So he promised to work 7 more years for Rachel, and he did. You know, but Laban always found a way to deceive Jacob. So in the end, Jacob deceived him. And God warned him, don't you touch him. You let him go. And he left with his sheep and with his women, his wives, and with his children. He did that. I don't know why this won't get bigger so I can read it better. Wow. Okay. Joseph Green. One sheaf stands straight up. 11 others. Oh, this is Joseph. Bow to it. 12 others bow. When Joseph dreamed that his father, his mother, and his brothers were bowing down to him, that was a dream. Joseph starts. It says the sun, moon, and stars bowed down to Joseph. So not only was it, his brothers, his immediate family bowing down to him, but other people were bowing down to him. People in high estate were bowing down to him, you know. Both dreams signify that Joseph's family will bow to him. And so didn't the people of Egypt, because he fed the world during that time of 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty. God gave Joseph the answer to Pharaoh's dream. Yes, he did. Okay, what is this? The three branches, the cupbearer. Okay, Joseph was sent to prison. Right, because Potiphar's wife accused, he's like a head statement, accused Joseph of raping her, and he got put in prison. And he was also interpreting other people's dreams while he was in prison. Okay. There's just so many, huh? Solomon's blank check. There's a lot of dreams in here. We're still in the New Testament. Wow. Run away. Barley loaf. Solomon's blank check. That's in 1 Kings 35. Nebuchadnezzar's statue. Okay, that was Daniel. Chapter 2. Nebuchadnezzar's tree. That was Daniel chapter 4. Daniel's four beasts, all these are dreams. The backstory for Joseph, Matthew 1, 18 through 24, Magi's warning in Egypt when he was trying to kill the Lord Christ, gave Joseph in the New Testament a dream to take Jesus and Mary, sent them to Egypt, and also told them when to leave Egypt. And Jesus nightmare. Wow. There's so many dreams that were given to people in the Bible. Not only that, how many dreams has God given you? How many? He's given me many. I had one last night. I haven't looked up possibly what the meaning is, but I dreamed of my mother who has passed away, and she was helping me in my white wedding dress to get married, for help preparing me to get married. And I haven't looked that up yet. I don't know. Sometimes when you dream of people who have passed away, it means someone else that is close to you is going to pass away. So I'm not sure what that dream is right now. But a dream of caution. I'll read that again. Warn of situations that is to come. It could be a bad situation that he knows you are getting ready to go through, or a toxic situation in your life. Can warn of danger. It's important to be cautious, not to be too dependent on your dreams. Depending on your dreams daily can set you up for error and deception. Why is that? Because God wants you to depend upon him. He don't want you to put too much of your trust in anything or anyone. Okay? He wants you to depend upon him. You must be able to determine if your dream is of God or the flesh. False dreams can come from our mind's attempt to lead us away from God's precepts. In fact, false dreams can convey darkness, own prophetic messages. Soulless dreams in particular speak to the heart's fleshly desires. We have all those type of dreams. Okay. This one is a dream of frustration. God opens our ears, seals instruction through our dreams so that we are notified of our faults, counseled in wrong direction, and given instructions on best ways to move forward from these circumstances. The Bible says he may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings. That's Job 33 and 16. I think I read that one. God instructs through dreams, imprints upon the soul, and through lasting impressions in a similar way that a seal is used to make an imprint in wax or a document. When we learn a lot through these instructions, be open to listening to what he is saying. 2 Timothy 3:16. Let's see what that has to say. Second Timothy 3:16. To Timothy 3:16. Go. Love Google. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Be open to listening to what he is saying. All Bible scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. That same instruction can be applied through your dreams. Amen. Amen. A dream to reveal something you could not see before. Dreams can appear to be very real. You can wake up mad, sad, or scared. Then realize it's a dream and settle down. Sometimes it takes a while to settle down. Depends on what the dream was. Isaiah 29:8. Hungry man dreams he is eating. Awakes and hunger. Not satisfied. When a man thirsts, dreams of drinking water, awakes and still thirsty and faint. It may appear real, but it is not. I've had those type of dreams too. Same for visions. They can seem so real in our minds that Well, that was strange. Okay. I don't know how that happened. But anyway, where were we? Okay. Same for visions. They can seem so real in our minds, but not a reality. God may be trying to tell us something through that vision. Isaiah 29:8. I don't think I looked that up, but let me do that. I hope you're getting something from this. I'm doing my best today. Let me see. Isaiah 29:8. Okay, I think this. It shall even be as when a hungry man dream, and behold, he eat. But when he wake, and his soul is empty. Or as a thirsty man dream, and behold, he drinketh. But when he awake, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. Okay, so that is explaining the same thing I just read to you about a hungry man dreaming he's eating, but he's not satisfied when he awakes. Okay, a dream to correct your listening. Oh, so God has a way to help us to listen, help us to listen more intently to what he's saying to us. A dream to correct your listening. God sends dreams to change the way you hear what he is saying. We are busy and hectic schedules we have. We close our ears and don't take time to feel the Holy Spirit tugging at our hearts. God can speak to us when we set aside time for prayer and meditation. He can speak to us when it's inconvenient, like the times when you can barely hear yourself think. God can bypass us. Hold on. God bypasses the shell we have surrounding our hearts. Okay, that's powerful. God bypasses the shell we have surrounding our hearts that can make us dull of hearing. We then have the listening to hear what the Spirit is saying. A dream to bypass pride. This should be interesting. Feeling deep pleasure from one's own achievements or from their possessions that are widely admired. Pride cover the sinful intentions of the hearts. When we have When we hide behind our pride, it's easy for us to be. Hold on. It's easy for us to be deceived. We learn during our sleep that although we have not given into temptation, there still remains a struggle to overcome sin in our hearts, because dreams are often formed from thoughts and images in our minds. They often show us the sin in our hearts that our conscious minds refuse to acknowledge, and reveal the struggle within us. God ultimately desires that we be dead to sin and not allow it to reign in our bodies, hearts, and minds. Thank you, Jesus. A dream to break down our walls of self-defense. Our dreams are produced through our subconscious minds that normally bypass our self-defense mechanisms and our preconceived notions about our strengths and weaknesses. We often build walls that hide who we really are. We have failed accomplishing, graduating, job position, or won competition we trained for. We felt shame and disappointment, others or ourselves. We don't want others to see our weaknesses or failures, so we start making excuses, blaming the truth. The truth is, sometimes the walls we build up keep truth and growth opportunities from getting. God may be trying to use a particular dream to break down your walls of self-defense that block you from seeing your true potential. Your dreams go right to the truth of the matter. Genesis 40:8. We both had dreams, but there is no one to interpret them. Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God. All interpretation, including those dreams, come from God. The voice of God is speaking out to you right now through your dreams. When we understand and interpret these messages, we can live fully in His purpose. Are you ready to hear what God is saying to you? You don't want to miss what God is saying to you. It could mean life or death to you. Prosperity or lack, having much or having less, or even protecting you from danger or one of your loved ones or a friend. That's how important dreams are. So let us not take our dreams for granted, and let us, like the Bible says, let us not depend upon our dreams like every day thinking that is leading my life, because there are many ways dreams come to us, like even fleshly dreams, you know, or eating too much. There's different ways that we dream, all different kind of ways, and they mean different things, and some may mean nothing at all. Dreams of the flesh is always trying to satisfy the flesh. But, you know, God doesn't, we're not supposed to be trying to satisfy the flesh. We're supposed to be trying to satisfy the Lord God. So let us be careful about dreams. But let us also pay attention and pray and ask the Holy Spirit, is this dream from God? You know, Lord, are you talking to me? What are you saying? What is your intention, you know, in this dream, or giving me this dream, you know? So, and just don't forget, God communicates with you through dreams. It is very important, because we're not always listening. Our ears are not always open. Right? Right. Let us go back to dreams. Okay. Okay, let me see now. It says here, dreams fascinate me, and I figure they are interesting to you too. Since God has revealed some of his word through dreams, I thought it might be cool to find all the dreams in the Bible. So I Bible geeked out and made this for you. I'm so glad that he did. That's what I like about Google, because people take time to do work that maybe you're not willing to do or have time to do. Let's go back to the first one it talks about in the Bible. And this is Abimelech warning. Long before the nation of Israel settled between the Mediterranean and the Jordan River, their ancestor Abraham sojourned throughout the territory with his wife Sarah. Abraham was a rich guy and therefore a pretty big deal. So it's not like he and Sarah just stopped at a Holiday Inn late at night before leaving at first light the next day. When Abraham moved to a new city, the leadership of that city took note. There was a big problem, though. Sarah was gorgeous, and some of the city leaders had enough power to take whatever they wanted by force. If a king had a crush on the new girl in town, all he had to do was murder her husband and take the woman for himself. Nice people, right? So when Abraham makes his way to Gerar, G-E-R-A-R, he's concerned that his wife is so attractive that Gerar's king, Abimelech, will kill him just to be with her. Abraham has a backup plan, though he just tells everyone Sarah is his sister. And him and Sarah had this agreement because he told Sarah that he was going to tell him that. So they both agreed to that. Turns out Abimelech is totally into Sarah. He takes Sarah into his harem. But before he goes anywhere near the woman, God comes to him in a dream. You can read the whole exchange for yourself in Genesis 20. But the gist of it is, back off, dude, she's taken. It's probably worth noting here that when this goes down, Sarah is about 89 years old and she's still that beautiful. Praise God. Mesopotamian Pilates is one of the world's lost treasures. Wow. Jacob's ladder. Jacob's twin brother. This is Genesis 28, verse 12. Jacob's twin brother wants to kill him. Though, to be fair, Jacob did just cheat him out of the family blessing. So Jacob's on the run. He stops to sleep one night and dreams of a great stairway stretching from earth to heaven with divine beings moving up and down. At the top of the letter is the Lord, who promises that Jacob will indeed return home and his descendants will possess the land of Canaan. That's what I was saying earlier. Jacob thought he was running from God, but he was actually running to God and didn't even know it. So are you running to God and don't know it? Let us pay more attention to our dreams and what God is saying to us. We say this today, Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for encouraging us and giving us a little bit more wisdom about dreams and letting us understand that you are communicating with us. But let us also remember, Lord, that you are the giver and gifter of dreams and that we should go through you before we just take it at face value. Thanking you for your many blessings and all of your benefits, asking you to touch and heal and meet all those who are hearing at the point of their needs. I give you honor, I give you praise, and I glorify you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Till next time, be blessed. Linda Sims, the voice of a people, WGH Talk. Thank you.